Hi there. This is Matt and DJ Like It or Not from Black Cat Wax, and you are enjoying the H Train Show on KNSJ 89.1, Descanso.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the hundreds that are listening and the thousands in attendance, welcome to Monday Night Live. Welcome to the H Train Show.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm not pretending now that I have been pinned up, and all I wanna do is just let it out now. I crave the stage now. I wanna see our name.
Abba-dabba-doo! Oh, that's right.
I am skinny, dang it!
Dinosaurs are real.
Still, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are waiting. That's okay. That's all right.
One. There you go.
All right, save that out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back, Swiss.
Thank you.
Tough pains.
What went wrong?
Just think, we missed you guys. We missed you last week.
Gee, that didn't happen last week.
No, so, I know.
Well, I don't. I'm still confused. What went wrong? I thought that went pretty smooth, actually.
Yeah. That's awesome,
ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Colorado. It is another edition of the H Train Show. We're here. Our mission. And for the only thing that this show is doing, show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
Lucky you, because mine's Rob.
And on the keys we have...
I'm Swiss.
And on the percussions we have... Pipes.
Hey, what's happening?
And you know the cue. Thanks for riding with us. All right. Well, if you didn't know, we kind of cut the itinerary out just because, well, it's kind of confusing.
It is?
So, well, yeah, with the new system that we got, it's really confusing. So, we have a fantastic show planned for today.
I don't
know why, but can you turn my ears down just a little bit? Because I don't know if I'm overmodulated or what.
Dude, unplug.
Is that better?
Unplug them and see if you can.
Turn it up just a little bit.
That better?
That's a little bit better. At least I don't feel like I'm blaring. And let's make sure that my mic is like at the bottom level because I got a military voice. So.
How do we sound, folks? Thank you for listening.
Let
Stacks.
Us know.
Max, thank you for listening.
But a fantastic show planned for you today, people. We have the Fight Or, that's O-A-R, Die. And Rob scheduled this for us. He's been doing a good job scheduling. I love that about him. Tell us a little bit about this interview coming up, Rob.
These crazy son of a...
Beep. Biscuit eaters.
Former soldiers, I apologize, are rowing across the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's you a think good one. So?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I mean, like, I would never do it, but it's pretty cool.
Where are they going?
How can I find someone that wants to help me raise money for military broadcast radio by seeing how many cheeseburgers I can eat? Can we do something like that?
I got $5.
I got two cheeseburgers. Let's make this happen, bro.
Done deal.
Dude, yeah, we're already on a roll. Look at us raising funds. We just raised $2.50.
Done deal.
I'm down, man. Because this whole, like, hey, let's row across the Atlantic Ocean. Let's, you know, put shock collars on our testicles or whatever, shave stupid things into our faces, whatever.
Right.
Why has it always got to be something like that?
Right.
Well, can't it just be something cool like who can nap the longest?
I would destroy you
for that.
Challenge accepted.
No, so, only thing you could take would be melatonin, right?
So then with that interview, we roll into the What the segment. And What the segment, we have a couple of articles that Holly has provided us. We really miss her already. She didn't come in today because she was feeling a little under the weather. We pray that she doesn't have the Ro-Ro.
The Rona?
The Ro-Ro. Okay. So she sent some articles. We're going to go over those articles a little bit. And then we have a special guest in studio. And if we get a chance, we'll bring him in and talk to him.
I'm sitting right here, man.
And that would be Daniel Powell, Captain Challenge. So he has a remarkable story. He's fought cancer, if not once,
clearly
for sure, twice.
Clearly he won.
Yeah, he's a fighter, one hell of a guy. I've known him since I've known Cass, so it's been about 11 years or something. God, I'm old. But anyways,
yep.
Other than that, with that saying, then we go to the I Want to Know, and, you know, Rob is going to talk about something that maybe the soldiers are talking about around the VA hospital. We'll bring up like the little topic thing, and then you as veterans or as supporters, you can come in the middle of that and you can comment or ask a question, and we will answer it the best that we can. We've been in talks. Amanda has been our producer. We've been in talks, and she knows a veteran service officer out of Oregon that he might be giving up his time to come on the show every week.
Wow.
And do a Q&A.
Cool.
So that's something that we're trying to work. Other than that, I got some things that I wanted to...
I have never seen you walk in here with notes.
I know, right?
This can't be good.
I know, right?
Pay raises for everyone.
So just a heads up, instead of me asking you guys how you guys are going to do, I wrote some notes. Some common things that have happened this week. Sprint has merged with T-Mobile. If you have a Sprint phone and you listen to T-Mobile and you go in and you switch out your SIM card, it's going to be terrible. Do not switch out your SIM card just yet. A friend of mine told me that he went from like 4 bars to 1 bar. Until they fix this bug, don't go to T-Mobile and switch out your SIM card.
I thought they did that already because I have a coworker that... Yeah, it's had Sprint or whatever. Uh-huh. I thought they did that last year. Or am I just tripping?
Maybe it's just you might be tripping, man. We just got a message to, you know, like 3 days ago about coming in and stuff. So I'm just warning people.
Good to know.
You know,
I got Verizon. So
yeah, you
whatever.
And me both, man. Screw them.
Yeah, man.
First time I got a veg out this Tuesday. It was remarkable. Like nothing was going on. Nothing whatsoever at all. Why? Because I got great staffers and interns, and they're doing their shit, and I don't have to stuff. I don't have to fix
doing,
it.
Doing
yeah.
stuff.
Watch so, your language in front of the ladies!
So, I wanted to say that I got a veg out, and I watched some cool movies on Netflix.
What'd you watch?
It's actually not Netflix. It's Apple TV. And I got the code from VA somehow. But the movie Cherry. And there's another movie, Cherry, real active, that describes kids how he joined the military. You know, he was like gang banger or whatever. And then he went to the military. And then he got out of the military because he saw some stuff. And then it shows his addiction with heroin. And It's a side of soldiers that I think it's really important that everybody sees because every soldier is different. How they exit the military and go on with their life is totally different.
Rah.
That's the whole reason we have this radio
exactly.
show.
Exactly. So I want to I like the movie, so get with me. I'll get you the code. You go to Apple TV and watch it. Another Netflix series that I've been watching. It was awesome. It had Justin Timberlake and a Palmer. Really good movie.
Wait. What's the name of the movie?
Palmer.
Never heard of it.
It's brand new. Just came out. Okay. And then there's a TV series with Jennifer Aniston, Max Alert, The Morning Show. So
and it's
you,
got my girl in it.
Definitely want to check that out.
He says, oh, it's our love story.
So I have more notes. I'll talk about that through the thing. And yes, I know.
What the hell happened?
Just something different that I started doing today. I got a lot of notes, you know, that way we're not sitting here like bungling. I did some show prep. I did some extra show prep.
It is not possible.
Holly says woot.
For me to be more proud of you than I am at this moment. I had no idea that's what I thought that was your dinner order on that.
Oh, no. No.
I had no idea that's what that was. I am so proud of you right now.
Hey, I thought it was Pipes' notebook for school.
No kidding. Because it's legible. You can read what it says. There's no way it's Joel's.
Okay, before we go on our first break, do you guys have any interesting that you guys want to hit or miss about? You got about 45 seconds. No pressure.
You're taking a couple weeks off, aren't you?
I am. I'll be gone for a month.
Oh, man. I'm gonna miss
That's
you.
So
man.
Too bad.
I'm going to miss you, man. Well, you know, in fact,
at least I got a parting
tell me, give us a date the day before so that as a group we all can go out and
see.
Have
and then there's
dinner.
That whole thing called OPSEC, which I'm not supposed to do that, but it's like, I'm trying, you know, do I really care about this school? It's conflicting opinions giving it
I get
out.
Get it, dude.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, you know what? That's what Twitter's for.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True. Tell us
I like
about
to keep
it.
People about 3 days behind.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Well, it's that time. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Fight or Die. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the 8th Train Show. There we go.
Cute.
All right. We're teaching. Welcome back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the 8th Train Show. And welcome back, Swiss. Love you.
Hey, I'm just saying, cue and play are two different things.
You're
going
to earn your paycheck tonight. Right. That's awesome.
So, yes, we have our interview of the week. Pipes, cue the interview.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
All right, and because of Colorado Moto, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you see the comments?
No, not yet.
That's two, Swiss.
Go ahead and add him to the, there we go.
Hey, I know those guys.
How are you guys today? Thank you for being on the 8th Train Show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Bryant, it's nice to finally meet you eyeball to eyeball. Joe, Tony, we've never talked before, but it's nice to meet you both, gentlemen. So I need you guys to know that we literally have a live audience in the studio tonight listening to your interview and excited about this interview.
That's a big change.
That's
from
a huge
it seems like the last year and a half at this point.
That's we've never had a live audience before. This is a first for us. So you guys are the first ones. Congratulations.
They come.
I feel like
they come for the pizza.
They came for the food. Let's be honest. I mean, you guys are just kind of a bonus, just throwing it out there like that. So, Brian, talk to me about Fight or Die. How did this all come about? What is that?
So, Fight or Die is a nonprofit organization where we build a team of four veterans and we put them in an ocean rowing boat. And they compete in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which is an ocean rowing race from La Gomera, Canary Islands, to Antigua. We started this about 2016 with a group of veterans, myself, Bo Meyer, Alex Evans, Chris Koontz. We were the first team and the first All-American veteran team to ever get in a boat and actually row across an ocean. And then when we got back, it was kind of clear that we wanted to keep doing this and offer this program to other military veterans. So We entered another team of new veterans in 2019, and then COVID sort of slowed us down for 2020. We weren't able to race, and then we've got this team here for 2021.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. Excellent. I like it. Tell us about the not-for-profit. Who benefits from the not-for-profit?
Yep. So we like a lot of nonprofits that get started, especially in the veteran community. It's just a group of veterans that were just really tired of going to funerals of people that they knew that they served with, and we all had a story to tell. So we wanted to do something that sort of, you know, not like a 5K run or a 10K run or something, that we wanted to do something that literally rang the bell and shook the tree to raise awareness against veteran suicide and the issues that happen with post-traumatic stress, also related to TBI. And so, you know, I did 24 years, 15 of those years, I was a Green Beret, multiple combat deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, I had the opportunity to get banged up, a couple times. And, you know, the story is very similar to a lot of our veterans, especially coming out of the Iraq and Afghan wars. And so we decided to do something about that. We partnered with the University of Denver, the Sturm Specialty of Military Psychology. It's the only program like it in the United States that actually specifically trains students to work in the mental health field working with veterans. And then our second partnership was with the Marcus Institute for Brain Health.
Hey, I know that place. And Marcus,
you know, are you familiar with Marcus?
I'm very familiar with Marcus. I was there 3 weeks, a month ago.
Yeah, well, the other team member that's not on this call is Spencer Milo with Marcus. So
I met him.
Spencer's going to be racing this year with us. And, we're fully committed to, you know, being the champions of, you know, and a voice for those organizations that actually work for our fellow veteran community.
Joe, I got to ask you, man, how does someone reach out to you and be like, you know, it'd be a great idea? Dude, let's all pile into a boat and like just row across the Atlantic. That's a great idea. How does this conversation happen, dude?
Well, surprisingly, so a little bit of backstory here. Bryant, Spencer, and I are all at the University of Denver right now working on our master's together. So Bryant, of course, talks about this just about every week in class. But I mean, about the first 2 weeks, I knew I was in trouble because he brought up brought this up in class. My background, I was with First Recon over in Iraq and then again in Afghanistan. And I was like, well, I like boats, and that sounds crazy enough for something I would do. So I started talking to him, and it was like, well, you can row in like 2023, which at the time I was like, God, 3 years to wait for something, that sucks. But we started talking a little bit more, and, you know, fortune favors the bold, I guess, but it shifted a little bit, and he hops out. I was like, you know what, would you be willing to go this year on crossing the ocean? And I think as we've kind of come together as a team and something we've really started to focus on, you know, the mental health aspect of this is the biggest part in giving back to scholarships and giving back and starting some mental health first aid that we're starting to roll out that the organization is driving. It's a real way to do it. But we started looking at it as like every veteran, when they get out, has to row their ocean. There's ups, downs. It is not easy. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. And even good days, there's rollers in there, right? So it really became a metaphor for coming together and how do we row an ocean, and remembering it's not an individual thing. It's about finding like-minded people, men, women that you have served with, that you have a story, and relying on each other. That's the only way we get across. It's not a solo team for a reason. It's not a pairs team. It's about putting four veterans in a boat and proving that we have the mettle to get through a race that can last anywhere from 29 days to 60 days if you mess up on your navigation, which I'm concerned. I'm with two officers. So, you know, the enlisted in the boat, we're not sure we're going to leave the navigation.
Carry the load, but, Joe. Carry the load. let's see here. So up? Eric Reed says, and how do you raise funds or gather quick line on things? How do you How do you raise funds or gather sponsors to donate to your cause? Tony, you want to cover that one?
Yeah, so I mean, there's several different ways that we can do that. So, you know, hopefully doing media engagements like this will continue to raise awareness for the endeavor that we're going to try to undertake this year, to bring in sponsors, bring in donations. But, you know, we reach out to a lot of companies and organizations, you know, sell the mission, what we're doing to support veterans and get them to come on board, drive this further.
So I'm assuming the boat has a name, and I'm really hoping it's not the SS Minnow.
No, I think this was something that took a lot of careful planning when we named the boat, because I think it's something that a lot of veterans can understand and get behind. We named the boat the Whoopi, and if anybody
that's outstanding.
Yeah. So if anybody, you know what a Whoopi is, you know it's that piece of cloth blanket that keeps you warm at night on those cold nights out on patrol, and you know, when you've been humping with a backpack with a rucksack, you know, for days on end, and it's time to just take a little rest and get warm. You always had your Whoopi to kind of help you out. So, you know, when we designed the boat and built the boat, it was specifically, we put every branch, in mind when we built her and painted her. You know, I mean, that boat represents every service. You know, it's colored the battleship gray for the Navy. The letters fight or die are in red for the Marine Corps. It has a A-10 Warthog face in the front, in honor of the Air Force. You know, the first team were an all Army team. So we figured that was enough representation for the Army. And, you know, and the Coast Guard, I mean, we've got Coast Guard representation on there too. So we thought carefully of being able to represent all branches across the spectrum, you know, for this team.
Well, the next time that you guys name a boat, okay, I strongly suggest the name Monkey Tail. Okay.
Don't do that. Look, do you see his face? Lean in here. Show him what you got.
This is the reason why I say that. The monkey tail has been a challenge.
Yes, it has.
And we have to grow these ridiculous beards. And for people to keep us growing this, they have to donate money. So,
gentlemen, if you want to support
winning
us
idea.
And grow your stupid facial hair that way, you're more than welcome.
Yes,
no
you'll start trending with us.
Trending
you
like
know,
an STD.
We'll definitely put that on the list of names for the next post.
There you go. That's all I ask.
It's not like I can promise you right now.
Hey, man, no promises, and I appreciate that.
That's more than needed.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so do you guys train together? I mean, do you guys meet up at the gym every day? And how do you prep for something like this? Do you, like, sleep in the bathtub and have your wife occasionally throw a bucket of water on you every couple hours?
Splashing right in the face.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of logistics. For this team with the training, luckily, three of us have been here, local Endeavor. Yes, we are an ocean-rowing team. Based in the middle of Colorado, that's changing. With Bryant's going to head down to the coast here this week, and we're going to start moving stuff down. We have kind of come up with the creative, you know, we use Zoom now. Maybe one good thing that came out of COVID is, hey, we can kind of coordinate this stuff. So we work with our rowing coach to get technique through that. Other than that, from a other perspective, we're going to do a couple 24-hour fundraising rows. We'll do one dry, probably around Memorial Day, where we'll have a 2 hours on, 2 hours off, just like the boat. We'll set up, we'll stream it and put it out there in the world so that you can kind of see what that is. And then we're going to take her down probably mid-June, put her in the water, and we'll do a few more multi-day rows to really get the feel for that. Other than that, it's really accountability to each other. We're, you know, this team will be kind of scattered to the wind from here on out. It, you know, you're never guaranteed you're going to have two people in the same place. So those are some of the logistics that we're looking forward to. How do we overcome this? How do we give whichever team is, you know, going down the pipe to the best possible training and preparation for it? So a lot of documentation after actions. It's it doesn't change. We left the military and we're still following some of the same protocols, but I think there's a nice sense of familiarity with that and how we plan and execute this.
Tony, I know, so obviously we military broadcast radio, we have a very large listening audience that are military veterans, people interested in the military, people that support the military, things like that. And so this is the kind of place you're going to get the honest, hard-hitting questions. People are looking at your website as we're doing this interview right now. And some of our audience members want to know, how do you poop on the boat and where does it go?
Well,
that's a good question.
I love that Joe can't keep it together.
That's awesome. We have a 5-gallon bucket.
There it is.
And that's it.
Wow.
That kind of waste goes over the side. But all other trash, everything else, we keep on the boat. You know, pack in, pack out. Just the stuff we don't want to keep like that, we send over.
Yeah.
All right.
The luggable loo.
Hey, so you guys have a scholarship that you fund as well. Tell us about this scholarship.
Yeah, actually it's 3 different scholarships.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, so we have and they're all based on those scholarships are all based on for students that are working towards their mental health degrees, whether they want to be a therapist with a master's level or working on their doctorate. And there are some pretty, you know, this is our first year doing this after, you know, 3 years of being a sort of a nonprofit. We've finally gotten to a point to where we can actually be proactive in what we're doing. But so we've got one scholarship that's for a military veteran that's focused on, you know, becoming a therapist that wants to work with veterans in mental health. We have one that's for the STERM specialty of military psychology, which is, like I said earlier, it's really the only program like it in the United States. And so we support what they've got going on. And then we have one that's for, you know, someone who's related to a veteran that's also working towards their mental health degree that their plan is to work for work with veterans later on. And so, you know, our kind of a, and it was kind of cool because we started out with 3 scholarships this year, and we had a really, you know, nice benefactor that heard about what we were doing, and he donated 2 more scholarships. So we're actually going to give away 5 scholarships this year.
Wow.
We actually had to, because of that, we had to extend the application process. So anybody that's in, you know, the mental health space that's working and striving for mental, you know, an education in mental health that, you know, their focus is to work with our military veterans, you know, post-doctorate, post-therapy. They can go to our website. They can apply for the scholarship. And we have a full scholarship committee with our board and a designated committee. It's called the Caleb George Memorial Scholarship. And, that scholarship's named after a soldier who took his life last year and succumbed to his own personal battle. And we just, you know, we want to honor Caleb and his family by being able to you know, to give back. And that's just one of the things that we're doing, you know, sort of to help our veteran community. The other thing that we are doing, we've started a mental health first aid course, which is a 1-day course that's taught by us, and it's free to veterans and their families. They just go to our website and they can sign up for it. To date, we've taught over 80 students, and we're forecasted for 250 students by the end of the year.
And you teach this course?
Well, yeah. So we have my wife, Laurie, who is the head of our mental health space for the organization. She has a background in psychology, and so she teaches that. And then so mental health first aid is its own program. We've adopted that program. We're an ambassador of that program, and so our focus is to train more veterans to where we are able to teach this program to other veterans.
Train the trainer kind of thing.
Train the trainer, exactly.
I like everything I'm hearing. I like it. Man, 24 hours in a day, man. How are you fitting it all in? Getting a master's program, running across the Atlantic, running mental health first aid course. Goodness, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like your schedule.
And then there's our real jobs. You know, this is all 100% volunteer.
Whoa, you work too? Please tell me you have like an OnlyFans account.
Then we have real jobs that we do, so that's cool.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, 24 hours in a day, man. I'm not sure how you're putting it all together. I'm working that issue myself right now. So I get you. Wow. Okay, cool. Hey, push that button.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
So, yes, that was Swiss singing. That's we have a boy band on the side. You may follow us on TikTok, and we're gonna go on tour later in the year. But yeah, that was Swiss singing that right there.
I'm actually downloading you guys right now.
we don't illegally download it. You know, we like got to make.
Oh okay, yeah, we got to pay for it.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm an artist. Yeah, come on.
Now we get it.
Hey, man. So, Bryant, Joe, Tony, the next 2 minutes is your time to shine. We may have glossed over a subject you wanted to talk about. We may have missed a question. We may have not covered something that you wanted to talk about. We may have completely skipped over something. Take the next 2 minutes. That's not a piece. That's you got to figure that out how to do it together. And talked about whatever you want regarding fight or die, military mental health, whatever it is you guys want to talk about. Take the next 2 minutes. It's all yours.
This is the time to give your sponsor some props.
Yeah, well, actually, so we are in search of sponsors right now. Our last year's sponsorship, we literally erased all of those logos off of the boat. So we have a clean boat and we're looking for sponsors. They can go to our website. It's www.usvetrow.org. That's our website. And you can look us also up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as Fight or Die. And that's the or is a pun on word. So it's a fight, O-A-R, die. And so look us up. We're an open book of what we're doing. I tell people all the time, you know, we're just a bunch of knuckle draggers trying to make things happen, you know, for our fellow veterans. And we're going to continue to row oceans. We're going to continue to row oceans across the world. You know, the Talisker Whiskey is our first race. This will be our third time doing it, but we do have broader plans for the Pacific. We do have broader plans for racing to Alaska from Washington. So there's that's the vastness of it. And, you know, I would say this to our fellow veterans out there that are listening. If you want to row an ocean, contact us, build a team. You know, we're always looking for future ocean rowers. You know, this is a labor of love. You know, and we want to be an inspiration and a beacon of hope for our fellow veterans. So, how much time do I have left? Because I'll keep talking.
Man, you went over a good minute or two ago. You're all right. Don't worry about it. We'll edit that part out later. Don't you worry. You gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to the guys from Fight or Die, Bryant, Joe, and Tony. Gentlemen, obviously you are very busy, so we really appreciate you taking the last 30 minutes out to come talk to us and our audience. So really, thanks a lot for all of your time. Thanks for coming on the H-Train Show. Hey, best of luck. How can people follow along with your row? Are there like GPS tracks? Can we cheer you on somehow? What?
Yeah, so again, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and we'll be putting that information out. The race starts December 12th. So we'll be training and follow our training through our social media platforms. There's an app called YB Races. It's kind of an ocean rowing or ocean racing app. So it's all kinds of races. And you just type in Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge. We'll be racing, you know, probably against 14 or 15 different countries. I think right now, what are we, about 30 boats for this race? Yeah. So there's just a handful of American teams. There's not a lot of American involvement yet, but we're building on that sport. And we're going against some of the greats. Our goal is to beat a world record this year. So keep your fingers crossed and, you know, just keep rooting for us. And we really appreciate all the help and support.
Gentlemen, thanks a lot. We really appreciate you coming on. Stay away from the Suez Canal. I hear there's some traffic there right about now. Good luck.
Our navigation is better than that.
Hey, best of luck. Stay in touch with us. We want to keep in touch with you and keep knowing how you're doing, okay? Best of luck, boys.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Wow.
Dude, I don't want to row across a lake.
I don't want to walk upstairs, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to row across the Atlantic Ocean?
Wow.
God, I was thinking NBR should be their sponsor and join them next year.
Wow.
Why don't you stop with your good ideas?
Oh, come on. It's hot in here.
Quit helping. Yeah, that thing says it's like 90 degrees in here right now.
Well,
he smells like it's 95
already.
We are going to go on a music break, and when we come back off that music break, we'll be hitting in the What the segment. We're going to be reading off some articles, and then we're going to be talking about Cameron Kulis receives a third place in base vehicle contest. He's deaf. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. All right, everyone, we are back. And if you didn't know, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. Well, if you're wondering who is that guy to my left, your right, you're probably thinking that guy does not look like Rob. This guy is much better looking. Well, you're exactly right. I have Daniel Powell. He's an old friend of mine from San Diego that we met briefly right before I was getting married, and we did the Buddy Bowl. He's been a friend of mine, and he's done a number of things for different charities. And one thing that he is known for, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his story of how Captain Challenge has helped a lot of nonprofits. So I'll give you the
Captain,
stage now.
Captain Challenge is about 20 years old right now. And Captain Challenge started as a function from the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And that's how we met through Operation Rebound. Operation Rebound helps all veterans that used to be active before they might have had a physical disability on the battlefield, front line to finish line. So it's taking guys that maybe they were playing basketball before they were injured, doing triathlon, swimming, anything, and they're doing it again after. And so Captain Challenge, we helped raise money for Operation Rebound as 20 years ago, and Operation Rebound was formed with Nico Marcolongo, and we started a thing, my high school graduating class, and you're going to know how old I am here in a second, 1977, people go, 1977, I wasn't born since 1977, so in 1977, we started a thing called the Buddy Bowl, and it was an actual tackle football a game on the beach, and it got very, very big. Now, Nico took it over 20 years later, 20 years after high school. Everyone says, you know, we don't want to play tackle football anymore. Turned it into a flag football tournament and turned it into a charity because some guys from his unit actually had a helicopter crash off of the Pacific in San Diego. Guys got killed and got injured, so they raised money, $500 the first year. I think we've raised, probably $600,000-$800,000. We've helped about 3,000 veterans from the Operation Rebound program at Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I always thought that every high school, every college, they have a mascot. And I go, the Challenge Athletes Foundation doesn't have a mascot. So I created the superhero Captain Challenge. Now, Captain Challenge is a superhero that has no superpowers. What he does is he encourages people to do something that they've never done before. If you really want to step it up, challenge people to do something that no one's ever done before. And I'm not sure people have ever rowed across the Atlantic Ocean or from Washington to Alaska like your last guest, which I thought was just a fantastic segment, by the way. And then thirdly, Captain Challenge encourages people to give of their time, talent, and treasury to her help worthwhile causes. And so Captain Challenge will show up at a 5K, literacy for children, injured veterans, any worthwhile cause. And I'd actually like to see Captain Challenge as – ubiquitous, if that is a word you guys want to use, as Santa Claus, where he's not just me as Captain Challenge, but there's Captain Challenges in every state in the union, many different countries. So everywhere Captain Challenge can do good, like everywhere Santa Claus can do good, that he's there helping children, helping kids do something they've never done before, whether it's write a song, write a book, compete in a triathlon. And you were so kind to host and organized the Buddy Bowl in Denver. Now, the Buddy Bowl is currently the largest charity flag football tournament in the world because we were the oldest. Before there was
It's so fun. But when you get up in the morning the next day, you feel like you hit a car.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Going downstairs. Getting in and out of your car.
I was in shape, okay? That next year, I went to Russia. I was in shape. And I did a Buddy Bowl, and the next day, I could not move.
This is how you get in your car. You put your butt down, and then you grab with both arms, and you put your leg in. Then you put your other leg in like that. Then you get out like this because you're using – because you're stopping, starting, turning, yeah. twisting, jumping, things that you don't normally do. And, again – the Buddy Bowl has been going on since 1977, and so we've had the veterans, the first-year guys, come out many times. It was originally played in the sand. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Starting, stopping, turning, twisting in the sand. Now it's played on grass. It's played now actually back in the sand at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah.
And on the beach, the Del Mar Beach in Camp Pendleton. I did go – about 3 years ago, I did not participate gladly. I've participated, let me see, in what would that be? Was that 43 years? No, 53 years, right? Since 1977? Anyway,
I
was just saying, I don't even know if I'm 42 or 43 half the time. Yeah. Don't ask me to, you know, do any math.
Yeah.
I forget my age half the time.
Yeah, so if you're not aware of the Operation Rebound, and if you're injured military, you should contact Nico Marcolongo
right.
at the Challenge Athletes .org, collegeathletesfoundation.org. I'm not sure you'll find it if you
I'm pretty Google sure if I'm you Google Operation Rebound, it'll come up.
Talk to Nico. He's a United States Marine Corps major, retired.
But I have an idea.
Yes, I
like this idea. Okay, you're retired now.
Okay,
and you do your comedy bit.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
My question to you, now that you're retired, maybe you can give some of your time away. Could there be a Captain Radio for the future?
Absolutely. Ooh. Would love to do that.
I like that.
Love to do that. I would be happy to be a once a month or once a week guest for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I'll even do some comedy. I actually am a cancer survivor.
Right.
It's been now over 13 years. And comedy has gotten me through the worst times of my life, through divorce, through cancer treatment, through 2001 to 2008. Remember, we had 9/11, which is coming up on a 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
2008, where we had a complete financial meltdown, took a lot of people out. And by the way, I know you're helping guys from committing suicide. There is... times when times are down, the chips are down, when economic times are hard, that's the time we really need to step up and help these guys and say, look, there is better days ahead. And that, by the way, I'm living proof of that. There's been times when I have been down, and I mean really down, like not getting out of bed for like 3 months at a time. Mm-hmm. And but comedy brings me back. And so right now I'm doing a series that started Mother's Day last year where I do a live show, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Time now. And it might be 2 minutes to 30 minutes, and I do comedy about COVID. You know, I'd love to tell you some jokes about COVID, but
it's COVID comic.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you some jokes about COVID, but it'd take you 2 weeks to get them. Yeah, so
I see what you did there.
Yeah. And it's really good that COVID's kind of coming to an end because I've now finished of Netflix. Now, there's the COVID-19. That is actually the 19 pounds that you've gained through COVID, right? Because all you're doing is going to your refrigerator every day, and the extra alcohol. I have a segment called Who Caused COVID? Well, obviously, it's Zuckerberg.
100%.
Right? Or it could be Bezos because, Amazon's done great. Could be DoorDash. And it's probably Zoom. Zoom is actually a Chinese company, right?
Oh, I just thought it was the M3 earplugs thing because they're already losing their ass in earplugs.
I thought it was the asbestos.
So I'm your COVID comic, and here's what I say is I advise you not to eat undercooked bat.
Oh, man.
It's not ahi, it's bat. Cook it all the way through. Come on, guys.
It's not ahi.
Bat, it's what's for dinner. Bat, the other white meat. And, McDonald's in China is actually using bat instead of cow meat now. Yeah, it's the big bat sandwich.
Just like Jack in the Box and their kangaroos.
Two all bat
patties. I just
bought
it because it said Batman.
You guys are stepping on my bet, but that's okay. Two all bat patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. And that is how you can tell Ronald McDonald at the nude beach. He's the one with the sesame seed buns.
Rob should have came in here and interviewed him because I have a feeling they could trade dad jokes all day long.
He could tag team out real quick,
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just step away.
So I'm also your kombucha comic. You know kombucha? You know why I'm your kombucha comic? Because I'm live. I'm raw.
My God.
I'm organic. I'm probiotic. And if you leave me out too long, I just get really bitter.
I love it. Oh, man.
So I say same bat time, same back channel. And if you know that, you probably graduated from high school in 1977. That was from the original Batman TV show, before there was a Batman movie. And so, by the way, I was going to mention.
Was that Adam West?
Adam West? Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Is he still alive?
I'm not sure.
I think we lost him a few years ago.
Yeah,
he was on Family Guy for the past 15,
20
years.
Man, I thought for sure he was going to be another Betty White.
To give you guys a time frame, before there was a Super Bowl in San Diego, there's been three Super Bowls in San Diego. Before there was a Super Bowl in San Diego, there was the Buddy Bowl in San Diego, which was the tackle football tournament that we had that turned in about 5 years later to flag football, and then 20 years later became the largest flag football charity tournament in the world, which is pretty cool. And, of course, like I said, Joel hosted one, and we've done them in outside of Boston, Massachusetts. We've done them, I think, in about 8-10 states. And we'd love to continue that. And so that has become a funnel system to Operation Rebound. The first time we give all the money from the Buddy Bowl, there was a check. It was the largest single check ever to the Operation Rebound. It was $60,000. This was about 15 years ago.
That's when that money really made, like $30,000, $40,000. It's not that much money this day and age.
Yeah.
But right now,
I could use 30K.
I think the Challenge Athletes Foundation raises, about $5-7 million a year now. But at that time, 15 years ago, when we gave them a $60,000 check, is the biggest single check they ever saw. And that was through the Buddy Bowl to Operation Rebound.
That's awesome.
Super cool.
That's fantastic. Well, Daniel, I'm getting ready to tag because we got a couple articles that we got to talk about. But
am I sitting out of the studio and then we get somebody else?
I think Rob's going to come in. You guys are going to switch out. Okay. But what I wanted to say was thank you so much for coming and visiting.
Why don't you call me whenever you want? Every week or every month, I'll do a 2-minute little. A COVID comic. By the way, before I was a COVID comic, I was a cancer comic because what I said before is through divorce, through cancer, through COVID, comedy has brought me out. And it's just like when we're talking about veterans, it's like, okay, what brings you out? Alcohol, drugs do not bring you out. Food does not bring you out. Being outdoors, exercising brings you out. Some comedy, some companionship, some friendship, some camaraderie, some social interaction. So I want to help any way I can. And with a little bit of comedy, you know, sometimes people feel that medicine's the best, or laughter's the best medicine, but it is definitely jogging for the insides. You know, where you have a big belly laugh and you go, God, I feel better.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a perfect Google Voice call to make every month.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, guys, stick with us. We're not going to go on a music break, but while I go grab Rob and we switch out.
I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Swiss is going to. Yeah. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you,
Daniel.
You're
going to stick around, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the audience. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Daniel. Thank you.
So while he.
Well, is one of the most insanely idiotic things.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
Not one bit. That did not work at all.
What are you doing?
I had a 24-second one on here. I wanted to play at some point.
Golly,
that was
dude.
The worst moment possible.
Oh, man.
So before we go into the articles.
Who
yeah, what's up?
And why is my seat warm? What the heck just happened?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who was that guy? Why is my seat warm?
That was your replacement. You better get here on time next
what the,
time.
Yeah, when we come back from break, you come back from break, Rob.
One little cigar, okay. I come back and somebody else is in my seat.
Oh, man. I don't care if it's a Cuban or a Juliet and Romeo. I don't care what it is, Rob. You need to be back at break.
Bam. Catalina Wine Mixer.
Bam.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
So check this out. Awesome news. When I skied... You know, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, there was a kid that was on the team, but because deafness isn't considered a Paralympic factoring, because they have like the Deaf Olympics and stuff like that. So he used to train with us just, you know, for practice and stuff. Kid's deaf. He can't hardly talk at all, but this kid's sound system, he takes the sound system to, I think he said, St. Louis, Missouri, and he won third place in a bass kicking competition, you know, like cars and stuff. And for him to be deaf, that grabs my attention.
Let's get him a radio show.
You know?
Might grab my attention.
His name is Cameron P. Coolis. And I guess I could have said, hey, you want to be on the show? But I think you would have a hard time.
Did you say Cameron Coolis?
He commented earlier. Yep, Cameron Coolis. Yep.
What's up, Cameron?
Oh, he's commenting now? Look at that.
Yep. What's up? Congratulations, Cam.
Did you yell?
You don't have to yell, man. Golly.
Yeah, I guess.
How does that work?
Yeah.
You're a bad person. I like that
sometimes,
about you.
Sometimes I am.
This is
sometimes.
Why I talk to you. It's moments like that.
You know, it's funny because I don't know if I told you the story, but when me and my dad went to Russia, I had this like translator thing on a little phone that they gave us. AT&T, it was like the Note Galaxy, and like you could push the button, you know, say into it, and then it was supposed to translate Russian. It was a terrible translator. It did not work, and it was funny. I was watching my dad go from one person to one person, asking them directions in English, and when they like we don't speak any English, he would raise his voice and go one syllable. I'm looking for the bathroom, you know, like real loud and stuff. And it's funny how I think it's just human nature when somebody says they don't speak the language. We sit there and we like syllable or talk loudly.
You're deaf. I have a radio show.
Yeah, well, one of our DJs, Max, says, dang, H, you don't, now we're all deaf from you yelling.
Volume control knob, Max. That's awesome, dude.
So I wanted to bring that up. So big kudos for him. And then there was something, and I should have sent this. You know, hey, Swiss, you know how to get to my email from there, right?
Sure.
Okay, I'm getting ready to email myself a picture so that you can bring it up. So,
is that your email address right there? Joel42069 at fatbooty.com.
No.
So what are we doing here, guy?
Okay, so there was a I'm sending just a regular H my email. No, go back to the H train 12.
Oh my goodness.
So while he waits, that's
what are we
it's
doing?
It's the H train 12. It's the fire thing. Yeah. So when he brings up this picture, I'm
is
showing
that the time
hint? This is the reason why I'm. This is what I'm trying to talk. So there was a meme that was posted on Facebook this week, and it says, instead of teaching your kids fractions, teach them how to read a ruler. And
but that is fractions.
He's getting ready to post the picture.
Okay.
Now,
what's the point?
There we go. The picture. The point is, instead of us teaching kids just fractions, they need to learn how to read a ruler. And with this picture, you know, showing, I mean, hell, I'm not gonna lie. I say this thing to my phone. This helps me so much when it comes to a ruler. You know,
hey,
I wasn't taught that as a kid.
I have a better idea.
What?
Why don't we just switch to the
metric system?
The metric system. Thank you. Sorry, I've been drinking all day.
Oh, it's okay.
Why don't we just? We are one of the only nations. Medicine. We work in. What's it called? The metric system.
Metric. We work in imperial.
Yeah.
And everyone else is in metric.
Why don't we just switch to the metric system?
I agree. I'm all for it.
I don't know the metric system either.
It's easy.
Because I wasn't really. I wasn't really taught in school. Now, in school, was you guys taught how to read a ruler like fractions like this? Or did you learn by your father?
I learned at school.
Yeah, I learned at school as well.
Daddy wasn't there for me.
Okay, well then, it looks like I'm a great reflection of Northwestern Kokomo, Indiana school then. Sounds like I'm a great reflection.
You don't have a wood shop?
I'm getting a little heat here. Let's measure in drams. I like that idea. Slay the good idea, Fairy Rob.
Max says, we all know what H really is measuring with fractions. You can catch Max every...
Do you want a quarter?
Max!
That's awesome,
shut
dude.
Your face.
Welcome to
video.
Colorado.
Oh.
That's the other industry that works well in fractions.
Oh, goodness.
That is good stuff right there.
That's funny. I'm the only one that like thinks this is a big deal then?
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from, but since I work in a trade, I can read a tape measure.
Right.
But I'm sure you're not the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of people that couldn't read a ruler, honestly.
They're taking wood shop out of school.
Yeah.
Are they really?
So, yeah, a lot of schools can't afford it.
How can you not afford it? It's one of the most... Okay, whatever.
Got to have the core, the science, the math.
They're not doing that. Oh, sorry, we're getting pointed at the time. Yep. We have what? What the?
Okay, yeah, so with that being said, we are going. Oh, and you know what? We forgot the.
Oh, yeah, the scoreboard clock's not right. We'll get that on the break.
Oh,
don't
my
you
goodness.
Worry.
That's kind of cool. I love what just happened.
Swiss.
Yeah, what's up?
We forgot to play the what the moment, the video.
The video.
With Max's wife?
Are we going?
We did forget it.
We had a video. I didn't know.
Go ahead, play the video.
It's a cool.
This
patch,
is news
man.
To me. Oh, that
real.
One.
Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this. Uh-huh. That's my credo.
My credo.
No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets,
Dad.
Nope.
Did that go up because it's so hot?
Yes, so. No way.
We'll blame it on
not me.
Goodness.
I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the.
Okay, so I basically went ahead and played the video. We've already talked about the what the.
Show sucks.
Not for Eric Reed, man. He's got a hard count going on. Right. I swear,
five.
He's got a chalkboard going on.
Says that's five. Hey, it's still less than pipes last week.
All
hey,
right, you guys, we're going to go on a music week. Break. And when we come back off that music break, it's the I Want to Know. So whatever you do, stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show.
And we're back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. And if you missed it, today we have our Swiss back. He's on the keys, pipes on the percussions. And, yeah.
That makes.
Oh, yeah, and Rob.
I was going to say, that makes me the bass player.
You're something. You're definitely something. That's the truth. All right. So what have we of a subject for the I Want to Know? A big topic.
Do you think they were real?
I want to know.
Dinosaurs are real. Maybe not.
Yeah. All right. So the I want to know.
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to have something for you.
You're at the VA hospital all week.
Not today.
Well, what's the latest? Like, what is the what's the common thing that soldiers or veterans coming up to you ask you? Or if you don't really have something, maybe our listeners that are listening, that are viewing, maybe they're veterans and they have an issue or they need advice about the VA.
So I've been getting a lot of calls from friends this past week on that are active duty personnel calling and asking, hey, can I get my COVID-19 shot through the VA?
Okay.
Have you gotten yours?
I get my second one tomorrow.
How you been feeling?
I've been feeling good.
You don't look so good.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Max says.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt a lot. Max, well, who cares what Max says? He's got his own show.
Pipe needs to walk
in front of green screen again. Half of him was visible. That was why. So I want everybody to know that I wanted us to wear green on St. Patrick's Day, and H was like, "No, we can't wear anything St. Patrick's Day. Go to the green screen. All you'll see is our floating heads." I'm like, "That's super cool. That would be awesome."
Well, I could always put that green suit on, or you could.
It gets around.
I've seen where that green suit's been. That's a bad idea.
Dude, everybody, if you want to see. Awesome. Hey,
let's just say he doesn't wear
donation
when he wears
of $200 if you want to see Rob in a green suit.
No. Hold on. If you can get our cattail donation to $300 by the next show.
Oh, my gosh. Jake's back.
We're currently.
You got it right.
We're currently at $274. If we can hit that $300 mark, Rob will wear the green screen suit next week on the show. Ooh. Bam. Hammered. It's been said on live air. It's a thing. I'm sorry. It's a thing. It's out there in the internet voice. It's
don't,
a thing.
Don't you have your own radio show to mess up?
every Thursday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time, baby.
Why you got to come in here and kick me in the gut? What the heck, man?
Because I got a beautiful face.
So, you were just at a family gathering. Please tell me that everybody asked you what was wrong with your face.
So, some people said they didn't notice it at first until my other sister pointed it out, and then they were like,
"Is that the one that keeps donating?"
Yeah.
I love that woman. We've never met, but I am in love with her.
She was like, "It looks good, man. You need to trim it up for, you know, the funeral, whatever." And I was like, no. I was like, the funeral means I got to shave it off. And she's like, no. I paid money for that. And I was like, all right, I guess
that
I got to keep it.
My facial hair, it stays where it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
I love that woman. Oh, yeah.
She said
my
I'm
gosh.
Keeping it until at least Vegas. So got another month.
So for those that don't know, we had a beard sponsor reach out to us today because of
See, we are trending, Rob.
Their facial hair. And, I mean, well, it did take a little bit of work, but hey.
Hey, yeah. Rome wasn't built in a day, brother.
That's right. So Badass Beard Company is going to be sending us a whole bunch of stuff so that you guys can maintain whatever that is. That is so awesome.
I wish you guys could see the forum that we have, like our radio messenger group, because there's memes about our face in that group. It's awesome.
It's probably best to not share
exactly
that with the public.
Exactly. Yeah. If only you could be in there, you know? The few, the proud, the MBR.
Pipes, have you gotten your COVID-19 shot?
Actually, if you wanted to, you could share screen and go into
the not do that
messenger forum.
Let's not do that.
I don't think that would be a good idea because we got some raunchy memes in there sometimes.
Yeah, some of it gets a little over there. Do you have to get your COVID-19 shot for the training that you're attending?
No.
Oh, no.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's the opposite of what people are being told.
Okay.
That if they want to attend schools, that they have to have it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have to get it from my school. I do have to do a 14 and 5-day over-the-phone screening.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, or I get kicked out of school. And then I guess for the summer, they haven't even given us a list of who's going where. We now have two annual trainings. We don't know who's going where. They've told us the dates are going to change and still no orders, and we're within 60 days of the event.
Okay.
So we're put together really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
top's
really showing us how to lead.
I think the AC kicked on.
Is that what happened? Feels nice, doesn't
I can
it?
Feel air. Oh, my goodness.
Something, you know what it is? Something broke.
It's right.
It's a mirage.
It's not really. Yeah, exactly. I feel like a palm tree just fell out of the sky. There's no way that's the air conditioning.
I'm
like
sorry. I derailed the show, but that is worse. I got something out of that one right there. Hello. Heaven.
So Craig Stack says, to get shots of the VA, you need to be enrolled with them, but always call and have them say no or go at the end of the day. So working at the ER, the shot clinic runs till a certain time of the day. At the end of the day, because they've drawn up those shots, they don't want to throw them away, they bring them over to the emergency department, and this is only like two shots at a time. And they'll ask us, hey, who's on, once FDA clears it for no emergency use, then military required to use it. Oh, thanks, Craig Stack, which we appreciate that. And so they'll bring over like two shots. And then, so what we do is we go around to each patient that's in the ER and be like, hey, if you have your COVID shot, would you like to get it? And we'll administer it to them if they want it. So, but yeah, I got friends who are active duty that called. My VA has 350 a day, I believe. Wow.
Good deal.
Do you get a choice in which vaccine you have, or is it whatever's on site is what you're getting?
It's whatever they give you. You don't have a choice.
Interesting.
Okay, we're going to give you a choice of A and B. Which one do you... No, they're...
Yeah, it's the government. They're not
going to... No, they're not going to...
Well, I would just mean like at the VA for you guys. You know what I mean? Like if it's going
to
be
No, we're all maggots to them.
Touche. Yeah. Solid.
Not all, man. I get treated like gold. Must be just you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Now, before we go with this, I want to say a couple words real quick.
What are we doing?
Here in Denver, Colorado, it hit very close to home. Earlier this week, there were 10 innocent lives that were taken at a King's Super in Boulder. Here on the H-Train Show here at NBR, our hearts and our prayers go out to each one of those family members that lost a loved one.
Particularly the officer.
In particular, the officer. He will forever be a hero. With that being said, this year, or what am I talking about? With that being said, it is tribute to the troops.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Military Broadcast Radio proudly salutes Donna Jean Sparky Sparks.
Born June 24, 1944, she served at Naval Air Station Barbers Point, Hawaii as a U.S. Navy air traffic controller. She was one of the few female air traffic controllers during the Vietnam War. After military separation, she was a systems analyst for Unisys Corporation in Alexandria, Virginia. Donna Jean Sparks passed away March 3, 2021 at the age of 76 years old. She was almost to her fifth wedding anniversary with her beloved wife, Susan Mihalik, who they spent more than 50 years together. She was the daughter of late Herman and Janet Sparks, a loving sister of the late Barbara and late Anthony Saladino, a sister-in-law of the late Thomas and Patricia Mihalik. She will sadly be missed by many nieces and nephews and friends all around the world. On behalf of Military Broadcast Radio and a grateful nation, thank you for your service. Fair winds and following seas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you didn't know, you listen to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. We've had a fabulous show today.
We have?
You're welcome.
Oh, I think we've had a fabulous show.
I looked amazing.
And I sound incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing great.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, let the grown-ups talk. All right, so with that being said,
I love it.
Great show, Daniel. We got a visit from you. It's always great to see you.
So great to be a part of the show. I love it.
Oh, yeah, you're literally going to be a part of the show because I'm gonna point to you. And you're going to have to hit a button.
I like
that. So you're really going to be a part of the show.
Give me a job.
So this will be deducted from your paycheck?
Oh, no.
Added.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not included in the contract, but right. We appreciate your efforts.
Right. Thank you.
You look great.
What are you doing with Kool-Aid?
Passing it around. Oh, okay. But he didn't have any last week.
Oh, accurate. Oh, okay.
Thank you, all Brews right. and Q's.
Thank you, Brews and Q's. Delicious.
Are they one of our sponsors?
They are not. They donated this to us, though.
Okay. They should show. Become a sponsor.
Yes.
Bruce
should.
And Q's, come be a sponsor
yes.
of
there
the
H-Train Show.
Reach
yes.
out
there
to Rob W. at mbradio.us.
And do it, because Captain Chow said so.
By the way, if you're listening right now, you should be a sponsor of the show.
That's exactly
there
right.
There you go. I like him. Accurate. Keep him around. Okay. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 2 minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Holy crap! I just saw that.
Yeah,
you reminded me of the guy with the bottle.
that's
we're gonna edit that out.
Yeah, there was no.
Please, Hey, Reed, I know you're still in here. Clip that.
Yeah, exactly.
Clip that
yeah.
for me.
You don't get it? We're going to need that later. Yep. When Willie has his own show, we're going to use that later.
Oh, goodness.
Well, since you're the guest, you start first. What did you learn today, Daniel?
What I learned is there are really incredible people doing incredible things, like rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. That's insane. And there's people helping other people, which is wonderful. And I think what's really nice is if you're listening to this show, you're probably getting a little bit of up, a little bit of maybe a little comedy, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of hope. And I tell you what, there is downtimes and there are uptimes, and just don't let the downtimes take you down all the way. Because life goes on, and you just got to get past those down times.
That's all him. He has built this, and he's done an amazing job to build it.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Rob, what did you learn today?
So modest.
What did I learn today? I learned about a painter, because that dude sucks.
Oh, yeah, Pete Mondrian.
Yeah.
Hold on. There you go.
Nothing awkward about that at all.
Right?
I learned that that Swiss has to knock the ring rust off real quick. He got gut punched as soon as he came back. Got to practice a little bit there, bud, or what?
I don't know what. I still don't. Seriously, I don't know what I did wrong. I thought I did it really well. I hit the intro unlike most times. I thought we did good.
Welcome back, buddy. Well,
thank you. Exactly. Thank you. H, what did you learn?
I learned that it's hotter than shit.
Scrap.
78 degrees.
My gosh. It is Satan's playground in here.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I love the state.
Well, Pipes isn't here.
We fired him, remember?
Yeah, he's gone. He cut.
The comedian's I
replaced him.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, okay. All he does is drive an iPad. I mean, come on, man. Do we really need him?
All right. Well, with that being said, take us home, Rob. Tease the music.
There it is. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again on the podcast and radio available right after we go off the air tonight. Remember, we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.